from Isaiah chapter 9. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The invitation from Satan to Adam and Eve. Come, join me in my kingdom, eat of the fruit, and you will be like God. The invitation from Satan to the children of Adam and Eve, to us. Come, join me in my kingdom, desire what you want, grab what you desire, find your joy in things you can grab with your own strength, and you will be like God. Satan's enticement to be like God is his invitation to us to be not creatures, other than creatures. Creatures, that is to be those who are created, those who didn't create their own lives, but received their lives purely and only as gift. Satan's temptation is to receive things not as gifts from a loving creator, but as what we can grasp and grab onto and hold by our own desire and lust and strength and power. The way of gifts is the way of not grabbing and holding on with our own power, but of receiving into an open hand as a child receiving gifts from a parent. Satan's invitation is to know our lives and everything in our lives, not in the way of gift and generosity from a loving God, but of that which we can grab and control and manipulate and demand by our own devices and power. The invitation to the Savior. We sang it. Savior of the nations, come. Virgin Son, make here your home. Marvel now, O heaven and earth, that the Lord chose such a birth. He chose this birth. This was given to him, a gift from his Father. He takes nothing on his own. He grasps and grabs at no pomp or prestige or office or authority by his own power. He receives gifts from his Father. That's what it means to be a son. The gift to him from his Father, it is you and me. It's our children we bring to his gift of baptism. It's all those who belong to his name, both now and throughout the generations. John 17:6. Jesus said, I have manifested your name, O Father, to those whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they have known that all things which you have given me are from you. For I have given to them the words which you have given me. And they have received them and have known surely that I came forth from you. And they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given to me, for they are yours. Jesus receives all things, including us, as gift from his Father. For this reason, he chose such a birth, the birth to the Virgin, that he might make here on earth his home. His home here on earth among sinners, for sinners, to take the sin of every sinner upon himself, that he might give to those who rebelled, those who refused to be creatures, created to receive gifts from the Father, those who made themselves citizens of Satan's kingdom, where all things are grasped and held onto, as if we would have nothing if we didn't grab it for ourselves, that he might give to us the gift of reconciliation to the Father, the gift of belonging to the kingdom of grace, the gift of being made his own. Unto us, Isaiah says, unto us, that's us sinners, we who want to grab things by our own power, want to justify ourselves, we who will turn a gift into a work, as we learned to do it from our parents, Adam and Eve. Unto us a child is born, a son is given, And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. So he came among us, and we beheld his glory. It is the glory of one receiving gifts from the Father, one given by the Father as gift to be the Lamb of God to redeem all sinners. It is the glory of one giving himself the ransom for many. There is no greater glory ever on the face of the earth than the one hanging on the cross, giving himself the gift for every sinner. Now the church sings to him. It is an invitation from those who have been restored to the Father, from those who have grown weary of having what can only be grabbed by our own strength, and who now are given to rejoice in being given gifts from the Lord of life. Savior of the nations, come. Virgin Son, make here your home. Marvel now, O heaven and earth, that the Lord chose such a birth. In the name of Jesus, amen.